This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Our disability feature is in full swing. It happens every last Thursday of the month. Rasol, good evening to you, sir. How are you?
Fine, and how are you, my bro? Good evening to the listeners.
You brought us a visitor today.
We have Christopher Komu from the Road Accident Fund. Yeah. We all know that many people out there are having so many questions which are supposed to be directed at RAF. And today, it's here with us in the studio.
Yeah, good stuff. Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm good, and you, Tabiso?
Good stuff. You know, when people talk about RAF, it's always about the mullah. But I think one of the issues that I think Prasol we are going to discuss with Chris is I get into a taxi. The biggest amount of money in my bank account, probably 5,000, 6,000. Then boom, there's like 3 million in my account. And then, you know, all kinds of things start to happen. The life changes, the behavior changes, and all of that. I'm disabled. And then that's Zagaya Fela. I mean, Zagaya Fela affects even an able-bodied person, psychologically and otherwise.
It's true. It's true.
Now, this person is disabled.
Yes.
This person is reminded every day. You know, there's a guy in Limpopo. Same story. Decides he's going to stay in some B&B. After getting the money, does all kinds of things. Kohai, they know he's loaded, but he doesn't stay at home anymore. Why box? And that's one guy calls me and says, "Hey man, you know there's a guy, man. Please go and speak to him. He stays in some. We are concerned about him because you know the way he's spending this money is not right." So. One relative takes me to him. I don't know the guy. And the guy is defiant. Says, "It's me, Zach. You guys are not going to tell me anything about my money. It is my money. And I think it comes in tranches, this money." And that was the end of it. You walk away and you shake your head. Because obviously, you know, I think psychologically as well, there are other issues that come to the fore. So I hope this discussion will also, you know, apart from processes and stuff like that, would also deal with issues like this. I don't know to what extent is RAF involved with such issues as well, you know, in terms of the psychological effects of these kinds of things.
Okay, Tabiso, thank you very much. First of all, let me start by introducing myself. My name is Christopher Komu.
Yeah.
I'm the field case manager for the road, employed by the Road Accident Fund. I'm based in the Johannesburg branch. We've got a whole lot of, you know, regions, you know, around South Africa where people can access RAF offices.
Yeah.
And, you know, claim, you know, directly. I also want to thank the station Power FM for affording us this slot to come and educate you know the community out there about the Road Accident Fund processes as well as you know how to you know manage their compensation. Right, and good evening to the listeners out there as well. Now before I dwell into you know the issue of compensations, let me explain what is the Road Accident Fund. The Road Accident Fund has been established in 1996. It is Act Number 56. The aim of it is to rehabilitate and compensate road accident victims that have been involved in a motor vehicle collision or crashes. Now, these we compensate anyone who has been involved in an accident. If they can they can prove that you know the insured driver is at fault, it's only within the borders of South Africa. Even people outside, even foreigners can still claim. South African citizens, they can claim. Now, the process of lodging, if I may deviate a little bit, you simply need to provide us with your copy of your ID. You also provide us with an accident report, an officer accident report. You also need to provide us with your records, medical records. It can be the doctor's records. And you can approach any RF offices around, you know, in a region. For example, we've set up offices or community health centers in various government hospitals where people can just walk in and claim directly. Yes. You don't necessarily need to have a representative to claim on your behalf. Yes. And then coming to the issue of compensation, the compensation come I'll focus on only two parts.
Yeah.
There's monetary compensation for, you know, what we call serious injury or bodily injuries, where the person is completely disabled. And then, you know, we also, it factors in things like loss of support, where the person will not be able to work anymore. And then there are other compensation like funeral costs once the person has passed away. But my focus as a field case manager, because I'm a medical person, is more on the rehabilitation. We call it the, you know, we offer them what you call an undertaking certificate, a medical undertaking certificate to assist them with, you know, future. It can be current and future medical interventions. And then what it means is that once you've received that certificate, you don't necessarily need to utilize your money for your injuries, for your treatments. You can just approach us with that undertaking certificate. We can assist you with doctor's consultations, sourcing equipments. We can also assist with installing, you know, hands control devices in your vehicle. Should you utilize your money, you can still claim back from the road accident fund.
So I don't know if you want to come in there, Braswell, because there are a couple of issues that I want to talk about before you even start, Braswell. I just don't understand why, and you are here, drivers themselves are not covered by RAF. They are not covered, are they?
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, it's all dependent. If you are 100% liable for the accident as a driver, that's what we call, you know, they look into the merits of the accident. If you are negligent, if the driver was so negligent that they are 100% liable for the accident, then that's only when the claim may not be, you know, may be repudiated.
So technically, drivers are part of it.
Drivers are still, you know, compensated. They are still, they can still claim. For example, if I'm a driver of another vehicle and I come and cause your accident, you being innocent, then you I skip a red robot while it's allowing its green for you, then you are not liable. You are not liable for the accident. You are innocent. Then you can still claim. But that claim will also have to go under, you know, what we call validation and verification, where they can they can ascertain to what extent, you know, if you were liable, are you liable 50%? Are you liable 70%? You know, depending on that.
If the car does not have insurance and I'm a passenger, does is that covered?
The roads accident fund doesn't, you know, deal with issues of insurance.
Okay, so
we only your vehicle is using fuel, you're putting your fuel in your vehicle. That it's a compulsory levy that we all pay. As long as you're driving a vehicle, it means that you're putting fuel in. That is about, and I think it's about 198. I don't know if it has been increased this year. Then you are covered.
Some people say, you know, getting specialists is a very cumbersome process in order to support your claim. Some people say that, particularly in rural areas, where people have got to travel as far as Pretoria to get a medical report from a specialist is one of the difficulties that they have, if you can touch on that as well.
As I've said, I think I'll go back to what I said initially. I told you we've got region. You know, the RAF is all over South Africa. There's different regions, be it in the rurals of the, you know, the Eastern Cape, be it in the rurals of the Northwest. There are RAF officers. In that instances, there are medical officers called case managers. There are also claims officers who are based in that region who help with sourcing the documents. We literally go to the person's home. The case manager visits the person's home, including our mobile RAF. We've got a mobile RAF, you know, facility that actually visits the claimant. They can literally go and fetch the claimant from home and take him to the specialist. We plan those appointments. We do, you know, we book those appointments on behalf of the claim, particularly those direct claimants who have claimed directly with us, because we've got full control over the claim. It's us and the claimant. Even in the rural areas, we can. We do even transport claimants from the rural areas to come to specialists. If the, if there are no specialists in that area, to come to specialists from, for example, far northwest or, you know, rural areas in Kimberley's or wherever. If there are no neurologists, we would transport the person to come to Pretoria or Johannesburg for assessment.
Before I amplify your introductory remarks, I want to comment on one aspect of the dependence of someone who dies in a car accident can also claim arguing loss of income from the person who passed on. And generally, our roads are the killing fields.
Yes.
Because statistics are telling us that over 134,000 people died on our roads in the last 10 years. And I think that number is increasing very rapidly, especially if one looks at the number of accidents, fatal accidents reported along the N1 to Limpopo. So I think that is important. You need to emphasize that. But I can also see that you are trying to emphasize road accident fund liaising directly with claimants.
Yes.
And generally, people will also tell you that it's easier if you have a lawyer. I've heard stories when I was at the rehabilitation hospital that patients will tell you certain nurses have contacts of lawyers, and they call them, here's Saul, he was involved in an accident, he's a potential client, come and talk to him. And from the mass media generally, we have heard horror stories about lawyers who have squandered the funds that were deposited into the trust accounts. I'm not necessarily saying all lawyers are bad, because I have lawyers in my family. But generally, I'm saying this is a fact we need to put on the table.
You know, we can't pay them.
Yeah. But back to Tabiso's earlier point.
Yes.
I belong to a few Facebook groups of disabled people. And in the past 3 months, I've been saying to them, if you know of one disabled person who has successfully claimed from road accident fund and took that money and invested it into a business, please introduce me to that person, because we needed to feature one of the successful claimants who could be able to say, no, I got the money and I'm not receiving any SASSA grant because I am a businessman. I took the money from my claim, from my RAF claim, and I invested it into this business.
Correct, yes.
And so what are you saying to us? You've not found one.
I haven't found a single person.
Network.
Yeah, I haven't found a single person who has done that, which is very depressing for me.
Okay, let me start by, you know, I think this is a question that you initially raised, but I thought maybe if I were to answer that question immediately, you know, I would actually doing a disservice to people out there so that they can know what is our process. That's why I emphasize on the process.
Yeah.
But let me dwell on the issue of support.
You know, there are different forms that people have to go through. If you can just quickly go through the stages of claiming, you know, because there are different forms in terms of, because remember, when you get into an accident, you get injured, you go into a hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, so then when you are able, I suppose, then you must then go through that particular process. You know, what does the process entail?
Entails when you claim.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I think it will be more of the aspect that I've already touched.
Yeah.
What happens, what is very important is that when the person has been involved in an accident, they undergo certain, you know, changes. You know, the accident can have a certain impact that can render the person not to be able to make decision here and there.
Yes.
Because of it can be that you are in a shock.
Yeah.
It can be that, you know, you are in an unconscious state.
Yeah.
So what we normally do as RAF, we have what you call case managers, but they are not field. They are hospital based.
Yeah.
They approach the claimant. They approach the family and discuss them, you know, how RAF will assist the claimant.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm.
Then there's a formal report that's written with the permission of the family.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital are aware because we are the custodian of Department of Transport, and together with the Department of Health, us as RAF, you know, we are allowed to be in those hospitals.
Yeah.
But no legal person is allowed to come and, try and,
ambulance chasers, they call
them. Yes, they are not allowed. You know, the law doesn't allow for that. The person should be allowed to recover fully.
Yeah.
And then with our processes, we don't necessarily, ask the person to immediately lodge.
Yeah.
We allow the person to recover, or we get the permission from the family to lodge. But but the person still they still have a room.
Yeah.
If they are not satisfied with our services, they can, go elsewhere. We give them that freedom. But then after the case manager has compiled that report, then we have what we call a claims officer.
Mm-hmm.
Within the community health centers in the hospital, mm-hmm. who come and do the actual paperwork. There's a form. We call it the RAF 1 form.
Yeah.
That is in our position.
Yeah.
When the person lodged, they need to complete that form.
Yeah.
You know, if you are incapacitated, in my case, it can be my wife. In your case, it can be your wife as well.
Yeah.
If it's a child, the family, the mother or the father can lodge on behalf of the child.
Mm-hmm.
Then once they've completed the RAF 1 form, our hospital claims, agents, it can be either the case manager or the consultants.
Mm.
They can source the document from the hospital.
Mm.
The hospital records. So it actually saves the family from going around. Then the family, we also will need an affidavit. If the person is in a position to be able to write down an affidavit of the accident, how the accident happened and whether under what capacity was the victim.
Mm.
Then again, we just need the copy of the ID.
Mm.
The rest, once that we got all those documents, the claim is lodged.
Mm.
You see.
Mm.
Then the first thing that we consider is to rehabilitate.
Mm.
We will issue the letter of undertaking, the undertaking certificate that I told you about. That will allow the person from that hospital, RAF will, negotiate with any rehabilitation center, which is not a case mostly with people who are represented, because sometimes the lawyers will not necessarily request an undertaking certificate because they are waiting for the process, to go to court and come back. It can take over a year before they even accept, or even 4 years before they can say, no, now I want an undertaking. With us, we negotiate for your rehabilitation. Yeah. We can transfer you from the hospital through straight to rehabilitation. And that minimizes the complications, you see.
Mm.
That is the whole process. Then once you've recovered in a position where you can sit down with us, then we'll talk about the head of damages, where you will be sent through to a doctor to assess. The doctor will inform us that no, this person will not be in a position to return back to work.
Mm.
there's a process also where we can send you to the actuaries who can determine you've been working for Power FM, you've been earning this salary, and then based on this, we can compensate you for so much. Yeah. And if you are a direct claimant, you can still negotiate and say, guys, you know, let's look at other aspects. There are other aspects that you've missed.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm. And then coming back to the issue of loss of, you know, the offense. If a parent has passed away, the children can claim, but there's a limit in terms of the age. It's up to 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are still studying, we can even push it up to about 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they can claim what we call loss of support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fact, you guys were touching on the fact of people, you have never seen an example of somebody who claimed directly, who's has to show you that, you know, I've received so much, and then this is what I've done with the money. You know, I'm a witness. I'm a living witness. I've seen marvelous things. Just that, you know, one, this issue of security and safety.
Yeah.
People are scared to come out in the public. I've had instances where people received their lump sum.
Yeah.
They went to invest it. I've had people who were staying in the back rooms or in shacks.
Mm.
After they received the lump sum, they went to buy properties.
Mm.
But people are scared to come out in the public because of, you know, of safety concerns.
Yeah.
You see, you ask if RAF has got a platform to actually advise people on that. You know, that one I'm not going to comment per se, but we always advise them to get a financial advisor with their banking institution. Yes. But I'm going to look into that. Maybe in future when somebody comes, because we've got the media, you know, liaison officers who do, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Brasol, there's your solution there. So I'm also told, Brasol, I mean, I think this goes to you as well. Somebody was telling me that not many people know that you can apply for conversions into your house to fit into your disability, so to speak. Is it something that you came across as well? You know, this person was saying, look, people concentrate just on the money, but they don't know that in addition, you can get RAF to convert your house to speak to your movement around the house as well.
In fact, many people are not aware of that, but that is one benefit from Road Accident Fund. For instance, if you are confined to a wheelchair, your house has to be wheelchair friendly, so that you are able to lead an independent life in your own home by moving from a bedroom into the living room, into the kitchen. And in fact, also your door knobs are also lowered, and almost even in the kitchen, everything that is fitted in there will be at a length where you could be able to cook for yourself without necessarily depending on anyone. This is the independence that we call for, that should be granted to disabled people.
Yes, it's true. One of the benefit of the undertaking certificate is not just focusing on medical interventions. It is also focusing on the accessibility. Look, as you've said, this is well said. I couldn't have said it better. He said better. Once the person has been paralyzed, I hate to call people paraplegic, quadriplegic. I just call them, once a person has sustained a spinal cord injury, which actually confined him to a wheelchair, we found that it becomes very difficult to access your house, let alone to move around your house.
Yeah.
So under the undertaking certificate, we do make provision for that. But with the specialist, we appoint an occupational therapist who come and do the necessary measurement in terms of what will be required. The door needs to be widened, the ramps need to be built, and then also the pathway within your yard, because the wheelchair cannot just move into the grass. And again, the issue of you not being able to access your bathroom.
Yeah.
There are special bath chairs that I can be installed in the house for a person to be able to be immersed in the bathroom. And we also will build special showers with the assistant of occupational therapists, as well as the, you know, registered builders.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know you have an issue, sorry, Brasol, you have an issue with the involvement of lawyers. Is it because of the 25% that they charge
you know, in the main?
I wouldn't say we have an issue. Remember, this is a democratic country. And it's within the constitution that the person can claim through a lawyer. But as a state entity, we advocate that, you know, once we claim directly, you have full control over your claim.
There's no 25% that's taken from your...
Not from RAF. The 25% is coming actually from the claimant.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're only paying the legal cost, which is costing us way too much, because then with that legal cost, it goes into millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it creates a negative balance on the road accident fund. But as I said, we promote and we advocate that people must claim that. We don't have an issue. If you choose to claim through a lawyer, there's a risk involved.
Yeah.
Because once, you know, you sign off with a lawyer, we cannot communicate with you directly. I've seen instances where people came to our offices to query. Once you see that there's a lawyer, you're not allowed to communicate anything to the person. The 25% come from your compensation. If we give you, for example, 100,000 as a compensation, you are going to take 25,000 of that and give it to the lawyer.
That's all.
I'm going to be naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be naughty as well. But we have to go to news. If you can go there quickly. Or do you want to raise it after the news?
Yeah, after
because
the news.
Because I'm going to be naughty as well.
Okay.
To say, it sounds like, and we can deal with this after the news, like RAF is creating the elite of the disabilities in terms of the benefits. But let's go to news. We'll come back to that.
Power Perspective with Thabiso Kotane. Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight.
It's our disability feature. We do it every last Thursday of the month. Brasol is with us, Saul Mulobi. We are also having a visitor from the Road Accident Fund, Christopher Komu, a field case manager, to educate us about some of the dynamics. Brasol, the issues you wanted to pick up.
Okay, I said I'm going to be naughty, and I'm just pulling Christopher's leg. When there's an accident, normally, you find that the tow trucks arrive before the ambulances. Mm-hmm. Now, similarly, even in hospitals, the lawyers arrive before your case managers can come and talk to the patients. And by then, the patients are already convinced that the lawyers will give them an excellent service. And they'll even say to them, you will get more money if you go through the route I'm proposing as to going directly to Road Accident Fund.
Mm. And it will be quicker, they say.
Well, I just laugh when you say they are quicker. You know, as I said, you know, we've got nurses or case managers who are placed within the hospital. They are much faster than even the lawyers themselves. It's just that you'll never know the politics of within the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing that I emphasize is the state of the patient. You know, you get somebody who's under sedation, who's under injections, who's under pain medication, just get confused. My advice to the claimant is that before you make the decision of, you know, how you want to claim, just allow yourself to, you know, be in a good state of mind and then decide how you want to claim. RAF does not tie you to say, no, once you've claimed with us, you're not going anywhere. RAF give you the freedom of, you know, managing your claim. Okay. So the issue of saying, the lawyers are coming, you know, faster than us, you know, it's not proven, because we've got, in almost all the hospital, government hospital, we've got, case managers. We also have consultants who actually...
Let's go to the line. A couple of people being holding very patiently. Andrew Soshanguve, good evening.
Accident 2010 and the 16th of June. Car molecule was just like a true ticket release to go special. Cafonella Gomu are really put his own component for case out to like a Kuroi, Camulla go high go Pluto. Arafita Kisarika Salus are with Camelo Cretelita Road exited found to Gomu and Gaconamu to Saga Chilteo. Ujigila sa le police, right? Bantia ra tlhakana le ba ba gape go pele kwa ra go monument park ba re ke go hotswang go 20 chelsea tsa road accident fund so tso tlhile chelsea tsa di sarsitse ra tsewa di nepe ne ke na le karakanya ya NCA ba ba ntse ba rene ke qualify re nga kra chelete ya road accident fund ka karatile right motho ra sign di pampiri mo ra hatelana ba romela go doting engwe gona ka mo khofi le ona ntho sale ke mgcina yona na go kitse he ke ya go raf go re go tlhola ba rene right mo kona ha lo ruka gra certificate sao rene o tsama hele for di channel tse tsa re lo to lebeleloke ha still ga tse go tsametse tsona certificate seo ba mpuditse ka mkhu o lwa lo ya ra sale ke mgcina yona na go eo ha re tla bua kona.
Okay, just listen in, my bro. You'll get your answer from Christopher.
Well, Andrew, okay?
Good thing, guy.
Good thing. Andrew, or accident, how get 2010?
Get 2010, and then I got the 16, let on a move.
All right. And then by logistening?
Ke se wa no tshitse le no so go fela le truth ke go betse ke tlhake lona go ke sale ka di crashes ba ntse ba nkisa kwa go Monument Park.
All right. You know Andrew akine ke tlotse ya di details sa ha re gone o checkela mo systeming. How ya go lawyer how yona iring?
Lawyer sale ke mgcina yona na na go salantsa na go a rutla mfonela le ka check.
All right.
Ke lawyer or ke le police Andrew? I thought you said ke le police.
I see the police are very loyal, right? Like, I can live in the police station. The details are about it from Quaco Special, like one, Latel, and Fune, like a Murumela, like a high ash, a couple of tongue, Yabutaka, and Sierra Monument Park.
Andrew, retatia details are Ereco Fair, our call center number, ne?
Yeah.
But I will take your details as well. Ngasi it's online, because we've got the ID number, your contact telephone.
I'm going to have to go
studio.
Go
for your call center number. Ne?
Call center.
Maybe the call center numbers will wrap up.
All right.
Okay. Sharp Andrew.
Kitla investigator. Kitla say details out, then I'll revert back to you.
Okay. Tabo Pretoria?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Can I lay a question to be reading on us? The first question is, if ever you have an accident and then you don't claim at that particular time because of some reasons, how long does it take for you to claim? What time period do you have?
Yeah. All okay. Right. Another question?
Okay, the second question, in that regard, obviously, the government Maoto and whatsoever, I think the report of that in the Tengos Petelakwal and everything. But that is not the concern. The concern is the damage it encountered after that. I don't know worker anxiety or whatsoever, the trauma healing. After the lady on the Zamali and one of the ladies, Ayla passed away on top of me and all of that. But the story is kaga. So I'm suffering, Hanaviano. I'm having the attacks, the panic attacks, the stress or whatsoever. I jump about every other thing. Kairala. Just a little boom, Yana Mukaufak, or somebody jumps behind me. Kore, I'm always jumpy, as in. The rate yellow to hold like a molon is not comfortable.
Okay.
Tabo.
Yes.
Let me just ask before. Accident again?
It was on 2013.
And you haven't lodged the claim yet?
I never did. The following, in fact, it's funny, or the lawyer at the Salamamora, because immediately it was better the following day they were here. Yeah. So I was in pain, so cover over.
Let me cut you short, but we'll investigate. But Molao South Africa, according to the Road Accident Fund Act, you are only given 3 years to claim. If you know the insured driver, Mutao koloi uchaisiteng or koloi no tsamakayona.
Yes, I have everything because I live in Mutuara.
But 2013, we are now 2019.
I know that.
It's very likely that your claim. I saw it valid.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll check. Kiska preempt. And the other thing is that if you don't know the driver of the concerned, the insured vehicle, you only have 2 years to claim.
Okay, I do know the driver. I know everything about the driver. Okay. Because we ended up in Ritama Koto up until Wamufa 5 years for capable homicide.
Okay, bro.
All right. We'll take the details, Ritama. Yeah. We'll know what's happening.
Itumeleng Sentin, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well, ma. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I'm listening to the REF representative there. And I wish the things that he's saying happens at REF really honestly were happening, because they are not. I had a car accident in 2017 in February. I was partially disabled. My back and shoulder were hurt, so I couldn't work for like 8 months. I didn't have an income. I couldn't work. After that, I personally submitted. I went to REF. They advised me on the papers. They gave me the forms. They advised me on the papers that I need to attach and everything. I did that. I submitted. They said everything is in order. That was in December 2017. After I submitted, it was quiet. After about 3 months, now after that, it's now 2018, I went back to them to say, what's happening? They said to me, no, there's some papers from hospital that I should have submitted as well. I went back to the hospital. They gave me those records. I took them back. That was March 2018. And after that, all I'm getting from REF every time I make a follow-up is that my documents are with their doctors. So it's now, the third year that they've been sitting with my claim. And I'm asking myself whether now are they making me to go and use a lawyer, because I was avoiding to use a lawyer. I wanted, they encourage us to do things on our own, like the gentleman is saying right now. But when we do things on our own, they don't really help us. I'm living with a challenge right now. My back, I have a back problem. I have a shoulder problem. And now it's even starting to affect my hands. I can't really function like I used to function before. Mm. I gave them all the details, even the person that caused the accident, everything. They don't have, they can't say it's because maybe I didn't submit this or that. It's just a delay on their part every time telling me their papers are with their doctors. How long does it take for their doctors to attend to their files or at least call me in for an examination? Nothing. So why do they come to the radio and give us stories, you know, to say they prefer for people to do things on their own, they're helpful, they do this and that for people, when they know that, in fact, it's whitewash. There's nothing like that.
Okay, ma'am. Let's get the response from Christopher.
Itumeleng.
Hello.
Yeah, Christopher. I really apologize if your claim, you know, you met so many hurdles.
How I can give you even the names of the people that are dealing with the claims.
Yeah, what I will do.
The Pretoria office.
Is in Pretoria.
I have the, the claim, the guy that you call the claim.
Claims handler.
The claims handler was, you know, he just doesn't give me attention. I ended up going to your main lane office where I submitted and saying, can I at least talk to the supervisor, to this person?
All right.
They gave me the supervisor. I also, every time when I send emails, I can send you even the records of the emails. I CC the supervisor, the manager, and then the manager will just refer it back to this claim person and say,
all right,
please check that layman's process.
Yeah, I understand, Itumeleng, and as I said, I apologize. But what I will do, I'll, you know, prioritize this, you know, query, and then I'm going to ask them to check the merits of your claim. If this is really a valid claim, by now you should have been issued at least with a certificate to assist you with your pain and what have you. Under normal circumstances, the issue of compensation gets delayed a bit for the following reasons. There's what we call maximum medical improvement. So what they normally do, they will give you like a period of a year to see how far you can progress with your injuries. That doesn't necessarily mean that we shouldn't be helping you medical wise. You understand?
But my situation has deteriorated. Like, yes. I'm saying to you, yeah. My back is now affecting my hands.
Yeah, but as I said,
I live on painkillers on every blessed day.
I understand.
I spend money on doctors every month.
Yeah, but I'm going
so
to
prioritize. So the least, like you are saying, that they could have done
yes.
was to give me a medical certificate so that at least it covers the medical bills that yeah. I'm incurring on a monthly basis. But they're doing nothing.
Okay, I'm going to prioritize it and escalate it to the manager. Don't worry.
So yeah. we'll pass on your number, say, to Meleng. He's saying that he will give attention to
yes,
it.
Yes, I promise.
And I'll come back to you to say to give you feedback about it. I
please
hope
do.
And I
please
hope
do.
It will be a positive one.
Okay, yes. We hope so too.
Okay.
We hope so too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So do you want to reflect on some of those calls?
You know, these are some of the cases that you know really you know it doesn't give a good picture out there. It actually. For the you know the majority of the claimant that we are assisting, the equipment that we are buying, the home modification that we are doing, the treatment, the hospital operation that we are paying for, it actually you know sort of you know put us in this light. And but we do get you know like any other institutions. We'll always have challenges here and there, but we'll address those. And then Thabo spoke about something, although I'm not specifically, you know, saying Thabo will qualify for that because you heard his claim was 2013 and he hasn't lodged appeals. He spoke about the after effects of the psychological after effect of the accident. That's what we call post-traumatic stress disorder. Once you've experienced trauma, once you've experienced somebody dying or once you've experienced somebody getting injured, those things might even, reappear even in your sleeps. They might bother you for a long time. But we do, you know, cover for such services for qualifying claimants who have the undertaking certificate. As I say, we cover for psychiatric consultations. We cover for psychological counseling as well. But on this one of Itumeleng, really, I'll look at it.
Okay.
Yes,
Russell.
Now I was just going to say that it is through this platform that we also get government and all government agencies to account to constituencies.
Yes.
So people are calling in, you are taking their details, and 3, 4, 5 months down the line, we should be able to invite those people to call back to tell us whether you kept your promise.
Correct.
We are not necessarily saying everyone who calls will automatically qualify to get a claim.
Yes.
But what we are saying is that they should be given due attention and we should explain to them why they are not qualifying for what reasons.
I agree with you 100%.
So there's an interesting question coming from two people on Twitter. Zanukanyo saying, how does the RAF plan to raise funds in the age of the fourth industrial revolution when more people will be driving electric cars and not paying fuel levy? Tsibulele is asking the same question as well to say is whether the ever-increasing advent of electric vehicles getting onto our roads, if one has an accident in an electric car, can they claim?
Oh, it's quite a difficult one because remember, the RAF is guided by an Act number 56 of 1996, and we get the funding coming from the petrol levy, from the fuel levy.
Yeah.
So about the electricity and stuff, I think I'll have
electric
to go
cars.
Back to electric cars.
Yeah, which is important.
I'll have to go back.
Now, President Ramaphosa has appointed a 4IR commission.
Yeah.
Which he chairs, and his deputy is Professor Marwala from the University of Johannesburg.
Yes.
In fact, I always say to people, if we appreciated Professor Marwala's talent, 20 years ago, South Africa will be far ahead of all other countries, because he did his PhD on artificial intelligence 20 years ago. And it's only now that everybody is beginning to talk about fourth industrial revolution. Mm-hmm. But my take is that that commission should be able to answer even this question, which is very, very critical.
Yes.
I'm also aware that the Premier of Gauteng is also considering setting up a provincial commission on fourth industrial revolution. Then we will be looking at how this revolution will impact on all our lives.
Okay, let's take the last one, gentlemen. Marcela and Oliven, good evening.
Tabiso with an extra
Locha.
Sure. Tabiso, okay, I have a question. My niece got an accident the 28th April this year, passed on, unfortunately. And then we went to RAF Limpopo. And then my sister was like, she was helping my sister, even though she was a university graduate, but she did not have a permanent job. She was Naberaka DT's job and all those things. And then Nana le Saluni, the one of her friends, and then Nevadi Rabat and all those things. That's how she was surviving. So then after she passed on, my sister went to RAF and then asked her, how is it that RAF maybe can compensate and all those things? Recopanele, the guy by the name of Mr. Levepe, and then he advised us that, okay, you that person and have a record, and then get all the information, and then hurry, okay, now vele nana lo tempo, and then leba toba nava dira miriri, le saloon, because NASA registered that saloon. So, but one hour there are reason all those things more frequently. By sign under also by the ready affidavit for police station. The necessary are combine all those things to add submit. But unfortunately, there is a million to submit a go main lane. Then, Harry Fitler, those people, no one wanted to take those papers. They said we must have someone willing for a village, and then already said that someone. And then I'm like, honestly, the lawyer didn't take any phone, they wanted to represent us. But unfortunately, we cannot afford them. And then my question is, where to from here? If does this thing qualifies or it doesn't, where to from here? Should we just forget about it or should we just continue? What is happening? So maybe I'll listen on the radio, or maybe I can just stay on and if there's anything that they need to answer, to ask.
Yeah, Oliven, from what I can pick up is that you are inquiring about loss of support after the passing of your niece. You know, I'm not really in that division here, the claims process. Ne? What I will do, as I've done with other claimants, I'm going to take your details, verify the merits of your claim and the validity thereof. And then I will ask a qualified person or dilanga claim eu abuyelamo
wena. Okay, bro. So do you cover pedestrians, people who are hit, drive on bicycles and stuff?
Yes, or as long as they are hit by
people who are
inside the vehicles. Okay. Yeah, we cover pedestrian, be it children or adults. We cover people on motorbikes who are hit by insured drivers. We cover people on bicycles. Yeah.
So, Brasol, I think you also have quite a lot of work to cover in this space, because you had people talking about trauma after an accident. Mm. They may not have claimed. Mm. To what extent are you in this space as well, I'm wondering?
Yeah, in fact, this takes us back to our program some 2-3 months ago, when we featured Professor Solira Daimani, where we are saying, and Christopher has also alluded to that, once you have gone through this traumatic experience, it changes your life drastically, and you need to go for counseling. And counseling, as a word, it's easier in English.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in our African languages, people do not want to consult with psychologists, because our vocabulary in African languages called wahafa, then he'll say, and then some will even think you are too feminine. If you are a man, you should take pain.
Yes.
So we are developing programs for counseling to speak to and to counsel people who have gone through this traumatic experience. But I want to make a special plea in this instance, especially to corporates, that they need to begin to support initiatives such as ourselves, Brain Heal Africa Foundation, and all other not-for-profit companies and NGOs that are designing intervention mechanisms to help our people. But over and above that, Power FM is providing this valuable platform to our people to express all their problems. And for this reason, I'm calling on the private sector through their corporate social investment programs to invest some funding into this program.
Yeah.
And I'm also saying they should advise their media buying agencies to buy media space so that ultimately this program can even be broadcast twice a week, and in the long run we could even have a daily slot because there are so many of our people out there who are having a lot to communicate with government, but the channels are not there. And this is one such platform to deal with all those challenges.
So people that are going through some of the traumas that were experienced today, Rasol, where do they contact you?
I'm on social media as Brain Heal Africa Foundation, as Sol Khumutso Mulubi or Sol Mulubi. We are also on internet. Our website is www.brainhealafrica.com.
Yeah, so Mulubi is M-O-L-O.
Yes, M-O-L-O-B-I.
Yeah,
not Mulubi, L-U, Mulubi.
So before you deal with the contact, so you are road accident fund. So people who get injured on the railways and stuff, they don't get covered.
No, we don't cover.
Okay, where do they, what's your number?
Right, before I come to my number, there are issues that I said I need to highlight. Okay.
Yeah, right. you must come back. Yeah, because we've run out of time. So can you believe it? An hour is just gone like that.
All right.
Anyway, it's let's just deal with the numbers for now.
All right. Our consultant number is 0860.
Yes.
25.
Yes.
And then let me repeat it again.
Yes.
0860 235523.
Okay.
We are also on you can visit us on www.raf.co.za. We are also on Twitter at RAFSA. We are also on Instagram, RAF_road, or on Facebook, RAFSA Road.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Christopher Brasol, you are right. There are so many issues to speak about. And thank you, as always, for your commitment.
Okay,
because I follow your work on Facebook and other social media platforms as well. Keep going. Thank you.
But I hope the public sector out there and the businesses can, you know, accommodate people with disability in terms of the, you know, working environments. People with disability are overlooked.
Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. This is what this man is fighting for on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.